From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Former Godfather's Pizza chief executive Herman Cain has a higher profile today. He's upset his rivals for the Republican presidential nomination in this weekend's non-binding straw poll in Florida, showing up the front runners, Texas Governor Rick Perry and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. NPR's Greg Allen says Cain worked hard for the victory.
Many of the delegates I spoke to over the 3 days said they were very impressed by Cain. He was everywhere. He spoke at several events. He hosted an event which they had to hire a new space because too many people showed up and they crowded out the space that he'd originally hired. Cain has a very fiery speaking style, and he speaks to the Tea Party activists, many of whom were here in Orlando this weekend.
NPR's Greg Allen reporting from Orlando. Back in Washington, President Obama is urging black lawmakers to get behind his jobs plan. Speaking at the Congressional Black Caucus Awards dinner last night, he evoked the civil rights struggles of the 1960s, calling on them to put on their marching shoes.
Shake it off! Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. We are going to press on. We've got work to do.
The president acknowledged high unemployment among black Americans, but said some 20 million would benefit from his package of tax cuts and infrastructure spending. In Libya, revolutionary fighters say they are pushing toward the center of the town of Sirte, one of the last Libyan cities in the hands of pro-Gaddafi forces. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that a victory in Sirte would consolidate the new government's hold on the country.
Anti-Gaddafi forces say they've pushed to within a mile of the city center, where forces loyal to the ousted leader are still holding out. NATO says its warplanes struck dozens of loyalist targets in Sirte, including nearly 30 armed vehicles. The anti-Gaddafi forces say they fear there are still many civilians trapped in the city center, so it's unclear how much firepower they can use there. Sirte is important, both strategically and symbolically. It's Gaddafi's hometown, and it blocks the main highway between eastern and western Libya. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.
The two American hikers released from an Iranian prison are expected back in the United States today after being held for 2 years as accused spies. Speaking to reporters in Oman, where they were reunited with family members under a $1 million bail deal, Josh Fatal and Shane Bauer described themselves as eager to get back home. Fatal said he's enjoying his freedom.
Just hours after we left prison, we were able to swim in the calm waters of the Gulf. We stayed up all night with our loved ones, and we watched the most beautiful sunset we've ever seen.
Fatal and Bauer spoke just before boarding their flight to the United States. They were joined in Oman by Sarah Short, who was arrested with them. She was released a year ago. From Washington, this is NPR News. The annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank have concluded in Washington. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and their counterparts are calling for action to resolve the European debt crisis.
In a final communique, the IMF Steering Committee says the world economy is in a dangerous phase. The body, which represents 187 nations, calls for exceptional vigilance, coordination, and readiness to take bold action. That exhortation is mostly aimed at the European Union, where deep debt problems in Greece and elsewhere threaten to undermine banks and the euro currency system. In July, EU leaders agreed to strengthen a bailout fund, but IMF Chief Christine Lagarde stresses the key is implementation, implementation, implementation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Occupy Wall Street demonstration in New York City's financial district that's been underway for a week without incident met with police action this weekend. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber reports.
Demonstrating against what they call the unjust power of the financial and political sectors, several hundred marchers making their way from Wall Street up Fifth Avenue were met by police. Traffic was blocked for about a half hour as the protesters were loaded into vans and city buses. The website for the group New York City General Assemblies claims its peaceful marchers were reportedly met with aggressive police action. The New York Police Department says there were approximately 80 arrests, mainly for disorderly conduct by individuals blocking traffic, but also for resisting arrest, obstructing governmental administration, and in one instance, for assault on a police officer. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.